This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Trivia Friday here on American Family Radio. Am I talking too loud? That would be my question, Ed. What do you think?
Am I a little too only, loud? You're not talking too loud if your next expression is, but wait, there's more.
Okay. Now, listen, well, that, you know, which you
down, I have cut down on the caffeine this morning.
Which you don't understand, Jim, is that that was a shot at me.
Oh, was
because
it?
Everyone, they always say I talk too loud. Brent Creeley, the producer, is always saying, and I was listening to volume
myself.
6 of Hilarious Highlights, which J.J. Jasper has put together. He's given us a CD to listen to. And I was listening to it on my way to go babysit last night and on the way home and on the way to work this morning. And I thought, oh, my goodness, Ed, you are so loud. So now here comes Tim, right. Of course, saying, am right. I too loud, Ed?
However, if you had a really observant producer, he has the ability to help control that.
He's turned me down before. Yeah. Yes, he has.
I don't know.
Brent hardly ever says anything on the air, and he's going, wow.
My volume.
Yeah, you're too loud and obnoxious, Ed. You want to pipe down a little bit? It's just hard for Brent to get out. Jim. All right, Trivia Friday, it is on American Family Radio. Let's get back to the phones.
All right.
All right, shall we?
Yes, sir. Andrew calling from Alabama. Welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing, Andrew? Where are you calling from in that state of Alabama?
Yeah, I'm loud.
I asked for that one. Hey, Andrew. Welcome to today's issues, Trivia Friday, Smooth Jazz Hour. And
welcome.
Just ask you where you're from, my
welcome,
friend.
Welcome, Andrew.
My question's going to become in a moment. What's in that coffee?
Yeah. You know? Yeah. Where are you? Where do you live, Andrew, in Alabama?
I'm in Mobile.
Mobile. Okay. Go ahead. Ask, answer, or both.
I'll do both.
Okay. Which one do you want to answer?
The HDMI.
All right. Oh, see?
This is going to help Tim.
Yeah, I'm going to focus.
You are
right
blessed
here.
Right here.
I'm going to concentrate on this.
All right, so most folks know that HTTP stands for Hypertext Transfer Protocol.
Yeah, sure. Most of us do. Yeah.
Well, you do. Yeah. I mean, you look at the top of your
HGTV.
Browser.
I don't know what it stands for.
Okay. HGTV is what?
And that FTP is File Transfer Protocol.
Sure.
But what does HDMI stand for?
High definition multimedia interface.
That is absolutely right.
Hey, that was good. How do you know that? How'd you know that, Andrew?
I know a lot of those. I'm a computer information systems major.
Oh, okay. Well, there you explain. That's your job to know this kind of stuff. Okay.
What he's trying not to say is I'm a geek.
Right. Yeah. A professor.
It's all right.
He gets paid to do it.
Everyone makes fun of geeks until they need one.
Not so much anymore. I never got a job in it. I lost my vision. So.
Well,
we're sorry, Andrew.
Yeah. HDMI.
But I still know a lot of it.
Gotcha. Well, what's your question for us, Andrew?
All right. What is hippopotamonstrosesquipedaliophobia?
All right, hold on right there.
A fear of big words.
Maybe.
Say that one again, Andrew.
Actually, I know this is going to sound crazy, but Allison, my wife, and I last week at dinner, this came up.
Did it?
Yeah. This came up. She finished her Sudoku, and I had ordered dessert, and this just,
what's a good dessert to follow Sudoku?
Well, I would just... Yeah, I don't know. I just had this on
my
mind.
Ice cream's good.
I would just say...
Ice cream's good on everything, even Sudoku.
This was just on my heart. And, well, what's the question again, Andrew? Just for Jim and Ed, because I know this. Well, go ahead, Andrew. Repeat
it. What is hippopotamonstrosesquipedaliophobia?
Uh-huh. And bingo, what's his name-o? I think it's the fear of hippos
and squids
coming into your bedroom when you're asleep at night. I really do.
And that is a real fear. If that was possible, I'd be afraid of that every single day.
We don't know, Andrew. What's the answer?
What's the answer, Andrew?
I don't know who said it, but one of you said the right answer.
Jim did.
Squids?
Fear of big words.
I fear of big words.
Oh, is it fear of big words?
That's it.
Well, look at that.
Man. Wow.
Took a shot in the dark and came up big.
That is the best thing I've heard since I found out that squirrels accidentally plant trees. Right. Jim Stanley accidentally answered the question correctly.
And even a blind squirrel
can do that every now and then.
Finds an acorn. All that right. Thank you, Andrew. Appreciate it.
Fear of big words, or big or long words?
Mm.
Yes.
Most big words are long words.
Well, they can be written large. But.
Yeah.
All right, Andrew. Thank you, brother. Appreciate it.
You're listening to Trivia Friday here on American Family Radio. You can watch the show at Facebook or YouTube. Just type in today's issues and watch the show on Facebook or YouTube. And we're going to repeat our questions now, getting back to the phones. Send us an email at comments@afr.net.
Just like our friend Bud did.
Okay, what'd Bud say?
Well, Bud said that, and things of that nature.
Things of that nature.
Because I know what you're going to say next when you say repeat our question.
Yeah.
They're going to be questions that have heretofore gone unanswered.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's what did Bud say?
Bud said that that the and things of that nature should become like heretofore.
Heretofore.
I agree. So heretofore, we have questions that have gone unanswered.
Yes, sir.
And things of that nature.
And this favorite word of Sacagawea.
Yeah.
So,
That's old school.
There you go. That's reaching back. What team did Babe Ruth play for before joining the Boston Red Sox?
What are your chances there, Jim, of this one, you think, getting answered?
Probably at the end of the hour when I give the answer.
By the way, you said New Guinea was out, right?
Who?
New Guinea.
New Guinea's out. Yeah.
Where the Flying Dutchman crashed
in the Stanley Mountains.
Yes.
Okay. So not New Guinea. Just one. I think we can rule that out.
Well, the Lost Dutchman, I think you said.
The Flying Dutchman.
Was it Flying or Lost? Okay, I don't remember.
It was Lost flying in the mountains.
Yes, that's true. Mm-hmm. In
1929, what feat did Lee Richmond perform in a Major League baseball game first? First time it ever happened, Major League Baseball game, 1929. Lee Richmond, what'd he do?
I think Jim is pretty safe having those two questions to the end of the show.
Yeah, look, I am so excited about baseball season. I'm ready.
Are you really?
Okay. Yeah, because I hate basketball. Yeah.
Jim Richmond.
You should follow
hockey.
What was
your name, Richmond?
His name was Lee Richmond.
Lee Richmond.
All right, here are my questions. The toilet is flushed more times during halftime of the Super Bowl than at any other time of the year. Is that true or false?
Okay.
Yes.
And then the Roman numeral X has the numeric value 10. What value does the Roman numeral M have? M is in Michael.
All right.
What's so funny, Jim?
Here are my questions. Number one, I'm going to have two questions left here.
We all have just two questions left.
Red, fennec, arctic, and bat-eared are all species of which animal? Number two, what animal can only eat with its head upside down? Yes, there is an animal that can only eat with its head upside down. What is it? What is it?
All right. Going to talk to Joy calling from Tennessee. Bless you. Joy, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Whoa.
Hello, Joy. Going one.
Hello.
Oh, hey, Joy. There you are.
Hey, yeah.
He knows that, Jim.
How are you?
She.
She. How are she, y'all Joey. Doing? Sorry.
We're doing well.
My bad.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Good. Yes. I'm in Cottage Grove, Tennessee. It's my first time calling.
Oh, okay. Where is that? Where is that in Tennessee?
Well, it's northwest, but it's not on a map. You can't see it on a map. It's so small. We're the smallest town in Tennessee.
Are you north of Dyersburg?
Yes. A little northeast of Dyersburg.
Okay.
We're almost to Murray, Kentucky. We're about 30 minutes from Murray, Kentucky.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Yeah. Know where you are.
Paris, Tennessee is the closest. It's about 7 miles from here.
Okay. Yeah. Keep on going. The NSA is going to get you. Joey, I would stop right there. You've described enough terrain. Anyway, go ahead. What's your question?
I should ask that question.
Which one do you want to answer?
Well, I was going to leave it to Beaver, but she already answered that. Okay. And I can try the, I'm going to answer and ask, but I was going to try the bird. There's yellow finches that are upside down. So I was going to try the upside down question.
Okay. What animal, but you're not going to, or you do want to answer that one?
I do want to ask it.
Answer.
Each answer. Okay. Answer. Here's the question. Answer, yes. What animal can only eat with its head upside down?
Well, I know that we watch the finches out here, the yellow finches, and they're always eating upside down. But I don't know if they eat upside right, right upside. But they do eat upside down.
Okay. Well, I didn't know that. That's interesting.
But they don't have to.
They don't have to. That's they the do question. That by choice, which is why they're the finches.
Right.
You know?
Oh, okay.
Why other birds okay, but look at them beautiful. Funny.
You know, don't worry. Oh, you're so special, yeah. Yellow finches eating upside
down.
Hey,
what's this trick? He says to the cardinal. That's interesting. This particular animal can only eat with its head.
Right. Because praying mantises will sometimes eat hummingbirds upside down.
Yes. You want to start that?
I don't want to start that again. But anyway, so that is incorrect.
Joey, do you have a question for us?
Yeah, a couple of weeks ago you asked a question. What was a man that faced God, face to face saw God? And the answer was Jacob. But I have a scripture here that the Lord said, listen to my words. When there is a prophet among you, I, the Lord, reveal myself to them in visions. I speak to them in dreams, but this is not true of my servant Moses. He is faithful in all my house. With him I speak face to face, clearly, and not in riddles. He sees the form of the Lord. And I wondered if you knew what story, the Lord was talking to in this scripture.
About Moses?
In Numbers. Yes.
Was this?
Face to face.
Okay, we're going to talk amongst ourselves, Joey. Hang on a second. Would this have to do with Miriam? When she was murmuring against Moses, and who else was it? Was it Aaron and Miriam?
Aaron.
And he gave Miriam leprosy, and then God said, because you talked against my servant,
right?
I talked to him face to face. And by the way, what Joey's saying, we did have that question. I think we had answered Moses, but then this person said, no, it was Jacob, and we didn't want to argue on the air,
right?
Especially about the Bible. So So anyway, do you guys know anything else about that?
I'm with you.
Me too.
All right. Does that I know I probably don't have it exactly right, but do we have at least in the general vicinity there that you're talking about?
You're correct.
Okay.
Yes, it's in Numbers 12.
There you go, Ed.
And Moses was married to a Cushanite woman, and they were mad about it, and God brought them out and talked to them about it and told them about Moses seeing him face to face.
And that's a pretty good go-to passage if you're a preacher and you want to talk to the people about murmuring and grumbling. People think people think God doesn't really care. Oh, yes, he does.
Yeah. Yeah, he does.
And, all right, yes. Joey, thank you. God bless you.
Have a great weekend. Heather calling from Kansas. Heather, welcome to Trivia Friday. Hello, Heather.
Oh, I'm sorry. I did not hear you.
I'll speak louder.
No, it was my phone.
Heather, welcome to the program. Do you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'm going to do both today, guys.
All right.
Where are you calling from, Heather?
Bennington, Kansas.
Bennington, which is near where?
Do you know where Salina,
oh, yeah.
Kansas is?
Yeah, where I-70 and 35 intersect.
Very good, yeah.
Truck capital of the Midwest, truck stop capital.
Tim, you are very good with that kind of thing.
Geography, I'm good at geography. I just can't operate on people.
Well, I'm not sure what those have to do with each other, but it sounds like we're
One's
all glad.
One's called anatomy, the yes. other's geography.
I'm just saying when I was in medical school that they didn't like it that I graduated chemistry on a curve.
That's okay. Right. You knew where the hospital was, but you didn't know what to do when you got there.
You throw some geography at me, and see if I don't beat all these other guys.
Right.
And that didn't impress
them. Didn't impress them at all.
The medical
didn't impress board. The. You've seen this commercial. I'm not sure what it's advertising, so I guess it's a fail when it comes to advertising. But okay is not good enough. Mm. Or you ever seen that?
Oh, the doctor?
The doctor walks in and they're saying, yeah, he's pretty good. And the guy's sitting in the getting ready for surgery. He's that is not good enough.
just okay.
Just okay, yeah.
Doctor's just okay.
Yeah.
Hey, Heather, which question did you want to answer?
I want to answer the one about the red fennec.
Oh,
and Arctic and bat ears.
Okay, here's the question, and then you sound, Heather, like you're going to answer this correctly.
I think Heather's right.
Here we go.
Right on it.
Red fennec, if I'm pronouncing that correctly. Red fennec, Arctic, and bat-eared are all species of which animal, Heather?
That would be the fox.
Yes.
Oh, nicely done.
The fox. I guess the most common... is the red? Would it not be the red fox?
Yeah, aren't there gray foxes too?
Yeah,
yeah.
Those are Arctic.
Oh, those
Arctic? Are Arctic, also known as gray.
Oh, okay, I didn't know that.
What is a fennec? Fennec, Heather. What kind of fox?
They're a teeny tiny fox. They're probably one of the smallest foxes, but they have huge ears.
Okay.
Teased about it.
They do. And they wouldn't have made Daniel Boone a hat.
That's right.
By the other foxes, you know. Hey, big ears. Bat-eared. What is a bat-eared? What is that?
I would think that's self-explanatory.
Duly noted. So I'm seeing I'm seeing Batman's ears right now on top of a fox head. Have I basically got it right?
I guess the ears of a bat are quite distinctive. So
yeah.
But I'll tell you what, foxes. You think, oh, they're so cute. But those things are crafty and will kill your chickens.
Wow, I'm looking at a picture of a bat-eared fox.
Really? Could you turn around? Let me see that too.
Yeah, I mean, that.
I'm not sure that's self-explanatory at all. Ed.
look at Google up yourself.
Heather?
A bat-eared fox, and see what I'm talking about.
Heather sounds like she knows already what they look like.
I would probably have to call that a mule-eared fox.
I tell you what, you're never going to sneak up on one of these animals. I'll tell you that right now. Huh?
We actually have some that live down at our little grain bin.
Uh-huh.
And we also have some that run around here in town. You'll see them at night if you just look and you're sitting on your porch really quiet.
The bat-eared? The bat-eared foxes have?
No, I think most of... No, we usually have the red fox.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've seen them, and they're small, and they're sneaky.
They're fast.
And they are fast.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like them.
Truck all the time.
I know people fox hunt. Some people fox hunt.
Yeah.
Anyway, good answer. Yes, fox is red, fennec, Arctic, and bat-eared. Correct.
All right, Heather, what was your question for us?
Okay. So something I do every year. So I'm going to ask you, coming up is a very short season of hunting for this particular thing, usually found underneath a tree, and the weather cannot be really hot and can't be really cold, but people hunt these and they taste like steak. What is it?
Mushrooms.
Hunt?
Mushrooms, Jim?
People go hunting mushrooms because you can't just eat any mushroom.
But
hold on just a second.
Okay, hang on a second.
Yeah, Heather, this is embarrassing.
Well, first, when she said a very short season for hunting, I thought she was going to be talking about winter clothing bargains.
Oh, wow.
But,
okay.
No.
Mushroom takes on a whole nother level.
But now, mushrooms that taste like steak.
Ridicule.
Now, Jim
sounds confident. I'm just still,
I think
wrong.
It's,
do you hunt vegetables?
You do, but no, you can't. No, you have to find these. That's the thing about hunting.
Well, we're using hunting in a different way.
Yes, and the fact that Heather says find them at the base of a tree.
Like I'm hunting socks. I'm hunting socks.
No, I'm talking about your mushrooms thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's a special kind of, is it truffles or something maybe?
Something.
Truffles?
Nope.
Evidently not.
Okay.
It's not.
Is it mushrooms at all, Heather?
Yes, it's a mushroom, but it's a certain type.
Oh.
That you can only find probably at the end of... around the end of April to middle to maybe end of March of May.
And it's a season. In other words, it's enforced by law, like deer hunting season or something.
No.
Okay.
No. It's
availability.
Availability.
Right.
You know, Jim, just he
Jim,
just,
I owe
he
you
mocks.
I owe you an apology. I do right there.
Yeah.
I did.
There was belittlement, but there's no bitterness.
I did hunting. How did you phrase the question, Heather, again?
These are found only during a short season, probably about 4 weeks. They taste like steak. What are they?
Yeah, you did use the word hunt, though.
No, yes. You did?
But I did use the word, it's a hunting season. It's what they call it, but it's...
Right.
Not actually,
right.
Yeah.
So what type of mushroom is it?
So you're apologizing to Jim, but
I'm
now you're walking it back.
I'm apologizing to Jim, but I'm pointing out how I came to the mockery that I did.
You're explaining how you fell into the sin of mocking.
A sin
of which I'm frequently guilty. So Heather, what kind of mushrooms? We're running out of time here. What kind of mushrooms are they?
They're called the morel mushroom.
I've heard of that.
I have too, but...
They taste like steak. I didn't know that.
Tastes like steak.
Are you talking about in the United States they can only be found? Because I thought most mushrooms, because of the different regions, can be substituted from around the world. Anyway,
and Jim, that's way deep.
Can be found. I hunt them right here.
Nice.
Do they taste like steak?
Mm-hmm.
They're very tasty.
They're very delicious.
Okay, I'm going to try them. What is the name? What was the name?
Morel.
Morel? I thought that was like a meat packing company.
It is. That's Hormel.
Let's put it this way.
Oh. There's also a Morel.
I can sell a pound of them for about $30 to $40.
Nice.
That's why people hunt them.
Let me ask you this, Heather. Does it have to be a certain climate like you have there in Kansas for these to grow, or can they grow anywhere?
As long as it has to be kind of warm, can't be real hot, and they grow in like loamy soil.
Okay. All right.
So
is this something you can buy like at Kroger or something, or they can be special ordered?
No, you can't buy them. You have to know somebody who hunts them.
Oh, so this is exclusive.
There
then,
she goes
huh?
again, hunting. Throwing the hunting in. Hunting, tastes like steak.
You have to know
Heather,
somebody.
Please let me apologize for my co-host today. We live in a region that hunting is generally for four-legged creatures.
Mm-hmm.
So,
all right, thank you, Heather.
Hey,
God
Heather,
bless you.
Seriously, God bless you. And someday, if you ever stop by our headquarters in Tupelo, bring us some of them there Morel mushrooms.
Please. The marathon's coming up in April.
Hint, hint.
I would like to taste them.
All right, we got to get our answers to our questions.
Yeah, I think we're out of time there. Unfortunately, we're going to have to answer our questions that have
heretofore
gone unanswered.
Yes.
All right, Jim.
All right. So the team that Babe Ruth played for before joining the Boston Red Sox,
Kansas City Athletics.
Nope.
Surprised that wasn't answered, Jim.
Me too. I know. The Baltimore Orioles.
The Baltimore Orioles.
Oh, before they became a major league team.
Baltimore Orioles were around back then. Well,
yep.
Okay.
And then in 1929, Lee Richmond pitched the first perfect game.
Okay.
All right. The toilet is flushed more times during halftime of the Super Bowl than any other time of the year. That is true.
I don't know. I think the soccer match would have given it a run.
That
may be,
yes. Roman numeral M stands for 1,000. My daughter-in-law, Whitney, was listening. She texted the correct answer.
Is that right?
Yep.
Okay. What animal can only eat with its head upside down?
Sloth is my guess.
The flamingo.
Pink?
What do I know?
Well, it doesn't have to be pink. It could be any color. Red or yellow, black and white, Jim.
They are precious in his
they
sight.
They all eat upside down.
And it's precious in his sight.
Better hurry up. What else? Is that it?
Have a great weekend, everybody. Okay. Yeah.